You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with internationally acclaimed Dr. Joseph Hakic, principal at All Saints Skin Care, Sydney, Australia, that implements his art of face philosophy to deliver natural beauty and individuality. Dr. Hakic, welcome to Enterprise Radio, and good morning.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Doing great, and thanks for coming out today, and really appreciate it. So to kick things off, an understanding for more than 10 years, All Saints Skin Clinic in Australia has been the go-to place in the domestic and international market. Why is All Saints Skin Clinic different and preferred?
At All Saints Skin Clinic, firstly, it's led by myself. I'm a aesthetic physician. I've got background in cosmetic medicine as well as dermatology. So I combine the best of both this world, but also I've been a sculptor since I was a child. So, and I've also studied sculpting as well as many different artistic courses throughout my life. So I've combined art and medicine in one place and also in a very safe environment.
Now, if you would, please elaborate on your art of face approach and philosophy.
Well, look, I call it art of face because really the art of face has really influenced artists and sculptors and writers and you know, actors over the years. And to me, it's just about, I go to work every day and every face to me is beautiful, but every face has got something missing, something very slight, very subtle missing. And my job is to actually detect that subtlety that is missing, but also to replace it in a very subtle way without really changing that person. In other words, you don't need to really change too much on every face to make it more beautiful or younger looking or fresher looking. It's usually subtle things and skills in trying to establish those little subtle things that have changed over the years and really replace that and take them back in time or make them more beautiful.
Now, you have also captured both the Australian domestic and a global market, which is impressive. What are your clients looking for that seem to choose All Saints Skin Clinic in Australia?
I guess it's just probably because the results that we can provide for people. And over the years, people have been traveling and they've come to Australia for a holiday and stumbled across All Saints Skin Clinic. And with the work that we've done for them, they have received lots of compliments. They've received lots of positive feedback. Or at times they've said, oh, I think you're looking much better now. So you're not doing the work anymore as you used to do before. So that positiveness that we were able to provide these people have really just left a big impact on them. And often lots of them these days will fly back to Australia once or twice a year. And they make it as a holiday destination so they can come here. They see us. We look after their skin. We look after their face. We rejuvenate them. And they go back home, whether or not it's in the States or in Europe or even have some people that come from the Middle East come all the way to Australia just to have the work done with us. I guess they just really love what we do. And I guess also I myself have studied film production over the years, and I understand the light, the effect of the light on the skin. And with knowing that knowledge, I can really change their skin in a way that will photograph well, that they, you know, if they're in the film or movie industry or really TV industry for that matter as well, I can really make sure that they're going to look their best so when they're in front of the camera.
a lot of key pieces that we can learn from what you've just said and applied here today. We are joined by Dr. Joseph Hakick, principal at All Saints Skincare, Sydney, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, both women and men are satisfied clients. How do your methods confidently enhance a woman's femininity or masculinize a man's face?
As a sculptor, I do understand the differences between a male face and a female face, and we are completely different. Not that men are different to women, only, you know, in the way we deal with things, but also we look different, and the structure of our faces are completely different. And when you're treating a man's face, you need to respect those features that a man has. Sadly, most of the doctors would learn how to treat people, usually a female client, that are the models or the volunteer to actually come to be the model for the training session. And so you learn how to treat women very well. But when it comes to men, men are completely specific procedures that you need to apply, to do. And as a sculptor, I understand those differences, and I'm very, very respectful of these differences in my work. So I can, in other words, chisel a man's face, but feminize and contour a woman's face effectively to make the woman more attractive and to make the man more handsome.
And lastly, how do you provide subtlety, discretion, security, and confidentiality during your treatments?
For my practice as a doctor, we do have a patient-doctor confidentiality that we respect. But also, at All Saints Skin Clinic, we do have a concierge service that all the public figures, A-listers, celebrities will contact only one person, and that person will take care of all their needs and all they need to do as far as coming to All Saints and to receive the treatment. We do have a private entry for all our clients. So no one will see them coming into the practice or leaving the practice. And we don't discuss these matters with magazines or video or TV. I'd love to actually share with the media who I treat, but sadly, I'll have to keep that to ourselves. We can't share it with everyone.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. Well, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and not only impressive, your clientele and your success, but you certainly left us a lot of good information as entrepreneurs, being passionate about what we do and having a great, great result behind what we're doing and the service that we're providing. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about All Saints Skincare, Sydney, Australia.
My website is allsaintsskinclinic.com.au. You can also follow us on Instagram at All Saints Clinic.
Well, Dr. Hakick, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with Dr. Joseph Hakick, principal at All Saints Skin Care, Sydney, Australia, that implements his art of face philosophy to deliver natural beauty and individuality. And for more information and for contact, simply visit allsaintsskinclinic.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.